Welcome, everyone, to The Sheila Show. I'm Sheila Gale, your host. So glad to be here and always so happy to have you here. You know, they say something like 98% of communication is listening. And thank you for listening. And it is a communication. We feel you. We feel you hearing us. We are a growing community of like-minded people on the globe, on a spiritual journey, working to raise our consciousness and coming together with great awareness of the infinite possibilities for our lives. The harvest is almost here. We are co-creating a new template for life on Earth because the old ones are not working anymore. These shows are here to support you in becoming all that you be. Patrick Durkin is our guest. He is a former financial advisor who became a millionaire by the age of 31. Although, after that, it's like, okay, now what? So, whoopee. He craved deeper meaning, so he left the financial industry to put his skills to use to help humanity. I think we all do that. A lot of us don't make $1 million by the time we're 31, but I think we're all, you know, craving that, we have that desire to help humanity, and that's why you're on these calls. In 2008, he began an odyssey to offer a compelling alternative to plastic water bottles while creating better hydration solutions for you and I. Through his journey, Patrick founded the Wellness Enterprise to teach others about the properties of water that matter most with health, hydration, and spiritual fulfillment. Patrick is the creator of Water Magic, an experiential-based program that teaches you how to create a world you love from the inside out. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sheila. I'm so excited to be here with you and with your listeners. I really appreciate you for inviting me back.
Okay, well, good. Let's do a couple things before we start. Let's all just kind of close your eyes for a second or just sort of check in with Patrick and myself and all those that are listening that have a voice but aren't on the microphone right now, and just connect with everybody that is listening that is like-minded and here for the same reason, and just know that you're connected. We're all one, and there's so much love here. So thank you for being here, sending love to all of you, feeling the love in return, and let's all just take a little sip of water before we start. Okay, ready? Got your water? All right, here we go. One, two, three. Wonderful. Okay, Patrick. Water, water, water. Water, water, water. What don't we know about water?
Oh boy, that's a broad one. I think one of the most mind-blowing things I learned about water that I didn't know is that came from Gerald Pollack. He's the head of the bioengineering department at the University of Washington, and he teaches that water isn't just H2O. And that, I think, comes as a big surprise to most people. Water is actually a collection of hydrogen and oxygen that's constantly changing. And as it moves and morphs, there are people in this new age of Aquarius that are starting to have the technology and the openness to exploring what's there. There's a gentleman named Don Saunders who wrote a book called The Knowledge, and he teaches us that water is actually the memory of what connects us, and he suggests that our brains are not storing information, but rather they are processors that are able to access all of the memory that's in water that connects all of us. So we're in a big watery soup, and we're all connected to one another through it. And it makes sense when you look at the way we've been in the past that we would need a change in our water going into the age of Aquarius. Right? You mentioned in your introduction, Sheila, that there's so many things in the world that we'd like to change, and that the harvest is almost here. Well, I'm experiencing that the harvest is here for some and opening up to more and more people all the time. You know, if I look at my own emotional balance, well-being, and consciousness. You know, I did 10 years of therapy. I did lots of seminars. I did coaching and had all sorts of people in my life who influenced me to grow. And yet, even up until a year and a half ago, the age of 42, I still found myself in a fairly regular place of struggle being present in my life. You know, having emotions, having anger, having upset. You know, I had a lot of anger around the way my marriage ended, and I did forgiveness exercises and did all I could to get past that, and yet I wasn't getting past it. Like, it was several years down the road, and no matter which book I read or which teacher I went to, I just wasn't getting through it. And one of the properties of water that I think most people have no idea about is that we can clear the memory of water. First of all, that it has memory, and second of all, that we can clear it. And since I've started drinking structured water a year and a half ago, my emotional balance is beyond anything that I ever could have imagined for myself.
Well, let's talk about that. that's very interesting. I find it fascinating. And it is one of those uncharted territories or kind of unknown. It's like air, like we just take it breathing, right? We rarely think about it. We just do it. We all breathe air, right? As we all drink water. It's things that we have in common with everything on the planet, right? All the plants, all the animals, everything drinks water. So what is the mystery world of water? And explain what structured water is.
Great. Well, structured water is simply nature's water. And we can talk about it enough to have two shows together and talk for hours and hours and hours and hours. And ultimately, structured water is the simplest thing ever, even though it's infinitely deep. And so the simplicity of it is structured water is water that has been shaped to spin in a double vortex such that it is alive at that time. And the aliveness of that water is measurable and documented scientifically. And what happens is when we drink water that's alive, we become somebody different than who we were when we were drinking water that's dead. It makes sense, right? If I make a machine from a certain grade of parts, it's going to turn out one way. And if I make a machine from a lower grade of parts, it's going to turn out a different way. Mm. And, you know, I think Sheila, even in my own studying of this topic, I'm starting to realize more and more how it's really significant that we're in the age of Aquarius and that there's an emerging trend around this structured water. So if I look back to my days as a stockbroker, in the beginning of my career, the first 5 years or so, I looked for rules. I looked for things I could control, things that I could understand the variables and isolate them as much as possible. And then at some point, I surrendered to that I had a gift for essentially channeling the stock market. And so what I did was just look at the stock market through a couple pieces of data, volume and price, which are, you know, just very specific little pieces of data. And through that, I was able to receive a whole new paradigm about what was possible for me and for others, for my investors, in investing in the stock market. Well, I feel like as I look at the landscape, one of the things I think that's unique about my experience around water is that I've worked for a half a dozen different companies, and so I've gained all of the different experiences of each company saying that they have something that's the best.
Can you just give us a couple of examples of different kinds of water? And because there's a lot of people that are listening that I think it'd be very informative.
Yeah.
You said you worked
with Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked a little bit about the concept of the ABCs of water filtration, and this is a good context to share that and answer your question. So the ABCs of water filtration is something that I created to help people understand the different types of water. Because what happened was when I was shopping for water filters, I'd go and look at a list of all the different technologies that were available, and I couldn't tell the difference between what is distilled, what is reverse osmosis, what is a carbon filter, what is a coconut filter, what is ionized, what is alkalized. It was dizzying. And so I came to put all of that into five letters, A, B, C, D, and E. A is the aesthetics of water. That's the smell and the taste. It's like a Brita filter, right? We've talked about Brita filters before. They say at Brita that municipal water, the water that your town supplies to you, is perfectly safe. Therefore, all they have to do is polish it so it tastes good, and then that's healthy, clean water. So a Brita filter, an A filter, is one that changes the taste and odor of water. A B filter is one that we primarily don't need in the United States unless you're drinking out of a stream, and it's one for our global listeners who would need a B filter. A B filter takes out biologics, stuff that's alive in water, viruses, pathogens, bacteria. And the reason we don't need that in the United States is most of our water is treated with chlorine, which does the job of a B filter. But then the chlorine itself is part of the C category. That's the chemicals. And there's chlorine, and there's fluoride, there's pharmaceuticals, there's industrial waste, nitrates. The list goes on and on. some say there are as many as thousands of toxins that are in our water. And those can all be grouped as chemicals. And then the D category is the dissolved solids. And that's the stuff you get from your pipes. It's the copper and the metals that are in the water. So the interesting thing about the ABCs is that I used to teach them just like that. I'd teach people about A, B, C, and D, and then I would teach them which water filter they needed to purchase to be able to filter whichever of those letters was a concern for them. And I'd go in further depth to teach them, you know, which things are in their water and all that. But then, Sheila, something happened that completely shifted the table. And that's when I added the letter E to the table. And E is for energy. And, of course, you know from your show and all your guests and your listeners and everything you guys talk about that we're in a world where we're beginning to understand ourselves as energy. Right? It's a pretty big concept these days.
Right, right.
So it doesn't make sense as energetic beings where there's more space between my molecules than anything else, that I still be drinking a water that is grounded in the properties of the physical, just like that old world that we're starting to put behind us. The ABCD conversation is all the old world. The new conversation is when you change to the E of water, the energy of water, you change the properties of water. And there's so many properties that are changed by changing the energy of water, that the University of Arizona has just begun studies in conjunction with the inventor of the devices that I sell, Clayton Nolte, to study 24 of those properties. So I don't know how long it's going to take to get results from their labs, but that is work that is now underway and is very exciting.
So you have a couple of testimonials that I'd love to hear. Now, I want to let our listeners know that I purchased one of the units for my home of structured water and, you know, not even really knowing what it was, but just going, okay, I know I need something, so let me just do this. We've had it in for about, I think, 3 or 4 weeks. And what's great is this house is a very, very old house. It was built in 1936, and it's part copper and part, you know, the old kind galvanized pipe, or it's, you know, it needs to be redone under there. But, and so it's actually about 800 feet from where we put the unit. We put it under the house, right by where the water first comes into the house. You put it there. so that it goes all over the house. So it's very, very far from the kitchen sink where I just, my girlfriend just came over. I go, taste this water, taste it. And she couldn't believe it, right out of the faucet. I mean, it does taste really good. And it's amazing to think that a little unit like that is not that big, could actually change the taste of this terrible municipal water. We have horrible water here in Monterey. And what's great is that it also goes to all the, you know, all the showers and everywhere in the house. So we get it on our body, in our hair. So I just wanted to mention that, because that's why we're kind of having this call, because I said, well, I want to wait and see. Let me taste it first and check it out first. So, but what are some of the properties? What are some of the things that you say, or let's hear that testimonial, and then we can talk about why this water is so unique.
Great. Well, the testimonials are really fun to share, and, you know, it's not just a couple of them. I literally get them in my inbox every day, and I would say there's over 30 pages from the last 6 weeks. They just keep coming in, and they're from all over the world, and they're things like this. The things I've noticed about myself while using the device for about 6 weeks is I'm more happier. I used to have a lot of fears, but they are subsiding. I'm more calm and becoming more aware about things in general, what I'm saying and how I am not reacting. I normally am a water drinker, but I'm noticing how much more I'm drinking, and it's easy. That's from Sharon. Halea writes, I have just received the portable unit, and over the past 2 days, I've noticed a tremendous increase in energy and clarity of mind. I couldn't stop drinking the structured water the first day. After hearing Patrick's interview, I felt so blessed with his knowledge, sincerity, and grand vision to help the planet and all living beings to restore their health, vitality, and remembrance of being more than just a mind and body. We are energy beings, infinite. And then she continues, today is my second day, and I'm flying with sweet energy and feel empowered. Woohoo! And another one from Trish. I'm using structured water now for 2 weeks, and I find I'm drinking more and urinating less. I feel like I'm hydrating my system more efficiently. At 59 years of age, this is a good thing. You know, that's a really interesting thing. When I was developing the ABCD part and selling different devices, first of all, I wasn't attracting many customers. It was a force with that conversation in the world. But one of the things that was frustrating to me is that I never got any comments from people about them feeling more hydrated or feeling more energy. Some of them would say they liked the taste of their water better. And that was good. I like that. But this type of thing with increased energy and hydrating their system, emotional changes, it's just constant. Another one writes, isn't it truly awesome to find something divinely inspired and wonderfully magical like structured water that can and will change mankind and the world into heaven on earth? Thanks to Clayton for inventing and designing the structured water units, and thanks to Patrick for being passionate to learn all about the structured water design and spreading the word to the world. I think she meant spreading. I've just received my shower unit. I am using it also as a portable unit, and I'm loving it. No smell of chlorine in water, and loving drinking water. Had a bath and felt fantastic. Had a magical experience in the bath. Felt the water singing to me and loving me. Was magical. And afterwards, bath was clean and my hair so soft. Also, my kettle has already descaled. Wonderful show with Patrick. So it's been pretty amazing, Sheila. People are just having these experiences everywhere. And you know, I think that it points to that the properties of the water are not the same. They're just not. Something's different here. And that conversation starts with surface tension. Surface tension is something that we've all heard about. We know of its existence, but probably don't have a huge amount of knowledge about it. I like to introduce the concept with a couple of things that we can all recognize, which is that higher and lower surface tension are what we're talking about, and the range I'm going to share with you is between 28 and 73. And 73 is the surface tension of tap or bottled water. And by the way, I got my education on this from a guy named Dr. Christopher Rulison. He's a chemical engineer and polymer and surface scientist with a PhD from Southern Mississippi, and he works at Augustine Scientific. And he was kind enough to educate me one day about surface tension. So tap and bottled water are 73. Alkaline water that a lot of people know about is 56. Your cellular wall is 46. And as a means of comparison, alcohol is 28. And that's why when we have a drink, it goes right to our head, because any beverage that we drink goes to our head first. And with a surface tension of 28, which is lower than the 46, and by the way, all these numbers are dynes, D-Y-N-E-S. So when I say 46, it's 46 dynes. So alcohol goes right through the cell wall and right to our head. So structured water is 45 dynes. And 45 dynes means that it slips right into our cell walls. So we actually get hydrated. And that's the whole point of drinking water. And I think the reason so many of us call water just plain old water, or we don't like it, or I don't have a taste for it, is because our cells don't get nourished. They don't get met. They don't get the energy they want and crave from tap or bottled water. It just doesn't work. So when you start getting water into the cells, you start changing everything. And that's the first property that I think is so important to look at.
So that's really interesting. I mean, it's all new information. Very, very interesting. May I ask you a question about chlorine
of course.
All that stuff that's still in the water? So how does structured water work with those elements?
Okay, great. That's an awesome question, and one that's on, I think, everybody's minds when they look at a water device. And the first thing that we have to teach people is that these devices do not remove toxins from water. They neutralize toxins energetically. And when you start owning our power as energetic beings, then you can start seeing whether it's chlorine or fluoride or radiation or any other toxin that anybody has a concern about, they're all just energy. So if we can neutralize them at an energetic level, we can take care of all of them in the same way. So what the research shows, there's a laboratory called Hogalis AG, who's a leading lab in water crystallization analysis, is that when you pour water through a structuring device, it changes the angle at which the hydrogen and the oxygen are bonded. Remember that thing I led off the show with the Dr. Gerald Pollack says it's not just H2O.
Right.
This is where that comes in. I don't expect everybody to be able to understand the science, but I want to connect the pieces for you so you can at least get the top level on it. So what happens is the hydrogen bonding angle changes, and with it the properties change. An example of how people can see and know this elsewhere in life can be found with carbon and coal and diamonds. Coal and diamonds are both made of the exact same chemistry. They're made of carbon. But the difference between the two is their properties are very different because the bonding angles inside of the coal and diamonds are different. Right? So that's what happens with water. Is that its angles change. So last week or the week before, I was at a convention, conference, and I was supplying structured water to everybody that's there. And this guy came over to my table and got a glass, and we started talking. And it turns out that he's a missile systems engineer from Raytheon, so a serious scientist. And it turns out that one of his specialties is that he does experiments with surface tension. And I told him, I said, well, the surface tension of this water is 45 dynes. And he started looking at his glass and holding it up to the light in a way that not many of us would. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm looking at the surface tension of the water. I said, what do you mean you're looking at it? I didn't know you can see it. Tell me about that. I was so excited. And he talked me through it for like 5 minutes. And I couldn't get my eye to see what his eye can see, but, you know, he's trained. He's a missile systems engineer. And he said that he could see with his own eye the lowered surface tension that I was telling him about. And so, it feels really great to meet scientists like that and have them verify these properties. I think that's part of what this movement is about in this age of Aquarius, is that we're all teaching one another. And the teaching's not going to happen by going backwards to the old paradigm. So
right.
Inside of the if I could take it a step further, because I think this is really important and it really hits home with your question. So inside of the new paradigm, there is a way of thinking about chlorine and toxins that I've put together through sheer passion and determination that I feel like I can really understand it and explain it to people now. The example comes from looking at homeopathy. The way a homeopathic remedy is made is we take a physical substance and we put it in water. And then we do two things to it. We shake it and we dilute it. Shake it and dilute it, shake it and dilute it. And each time we shake it 100 times, and then we dilute it. And once you get to 2,600 shakes and 26 dilutions, the physical substance that was there at the beginning is completely gone. It is no longer detectable. And yet, homeopathic remedies work. And so this suggests that the energy of a physical substance that is removed from water stays in the water unless you clear its toxic memory. So if you're buying a water filter to remove toxins, you are not removing the toxins at a level that's consistent with who and what you are as a human being. You're an energetic being, but you're removing physical contaminants. Even at that, removing is the wrong word. Reducing is a better word. So you're reducing physical contaminants, but you're not dealing with the energy of it. And that's the new world. We deal with the energy of it. We change the toxic properties so that they no longer harm us.
Wow. I like it.
It's pretty great. And, the next step in the conversation that I have with a lot of people, it involves taste. So I would not, I used to lecture on toxin removal from water. And I now travel the country. I use my structured water portable device when I'm not home. I use my sink and shower and garden units when I'm home. And I drink straight from my tap, without reservation, wholeheartedly. So I would not buy a water filter to filter water for toxins. However, some percentage of people who buy this water rave about the taste, and that, you know, includes you, and something like 50 or 60% of the people just rave about it. Another 30 or 40% don't really say anything. And then some number, about 5%, have concerns with the taste of their water. And the first thing to say about that is there's nothing wrong if you have a concern about the taste of your water. Most people are in the I love it camp, but, you know, some people think cilantro tastes like soap. Some people see different colors differently. Some people get sunburned in 30 minutes. And so the one thing that I would share with people is, when you get one of these units and you get that new energy in your life, your cells will love drinking the water. You'll drink more water. That's the common practice. But it may not be the first day, week, or even month. Some people it's one sip, but it might be longer. But if after a month of drinking it, after you get through the adjustment process, if there's any concerns at all that you have about the taste, all you have to do is get an A filter, like a cheap Brita filter, to clean up the taste, polish the taste, so that it is the way you like it. The Brita won't do anything to help you with the energy of what's in that water, but it will polish the taste for those 5% of people who have that concern. So between those you know, two things, understanding the energy and understanding the taste and toxins aspects of it, I think that, you know, everybody can be really well set for life. And I think that, you know, bringing up for life, that's a big difference with structured water devices compared to any other kind of device.
It's a lifetime guarantee, correct?
That's right. So you just installed it, your unit under your house, and that has a, first of all, there's a 90-day money-back guarantee. And so if you had any problems adjusting to it or anything like that, then we would simply give you all your money back. But beyond that, these units are virtually indestructible. And so your unit comes with a lifetime warranty. And you can just know that you can even pass your structured water device on to your child, right? You're going to save a lot of money over time by having one of these, because you won't want to drink bottled water anymore. You won't want to drink tap water anymore. You won't have to buy filters anymore. You're done. You just will want water that comes through that unit. And, you know, if you're like me, you'll start to create habits that have you have the water with you at all times. So I have, you know, I have four kids. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
What do you recommend we carry the water around in?
That's a great question. And the answer is whatever container you love. So I have some preferences, and I'll share those now. But the most important answer to that question is that you love your own water container for whatever reasons you love it. Because if you love it, you'll be communicating love with your water. And that is what we want. So I find that glass and stainless steel are the two most viable choices. There are specialty types of glass, like Muron, which is a blue color that some people like to buy. Those are a little bit more expensive. The advantage of glass is that it's not going to react with the water. It's not going to interact or leave anything in the water. It's going to leave a very And the disadvantage is, obviously, if you drop it, it can break. There's a company called I'm sorry?
I said, which is what
okay.
I would do. Go ahead.
Yeah, it happens. That's part of why I don't carry a glass container. You know, I have four kids. We're active. We're on the go. They're always taking my bottle. My bottle gets dropped, and so my bottle is stainless steel. And my bottle can take a licking and keep on ticking. It's definitely, you know,
yeah.
With the stainless steel bottle.
And where did you say there was a company that sells these that you recommend? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I was going to say is on the glass bottles, there's a company called Life Factory, two words, Life Factory. And they put like a rubber casing around their glass bottles. And I think that's a pretty nice bottle. I see a lot of women with them. They're colorful. They're pretty.
Did you say like wife as in husband and wife, or did you say life?
I said life as in L-I-F-E.
Oh, life. Life. Okay.
Yeah. So Life Factory makes a nice glass bottle. Stainless steel bottles you can get anywhere. And my opinion is that it doesn't make sense to have a plastic bottle, and that includes the bottles that are more durable, like a Nalgene or something you might find at a sporting goods store, that kind of thing. The way I look at it is even those most durable plastic bottles, if I took one and I put it out on my deck in the sun and left it there for 5 years and came back, the material would have changed. It would have cracked. It would have some sort of interaction with the air and space around it. Whatever that interaction is, that's stuff that would get in your water and getting you. And I just don't think that makes any sense.
Okay.
In addition, part of the way I started this was a deep passion to help us feel our connection with the earth and to be better stewards environmentally.
And get away from
it. I can't really support plastic in the context
I'm going to jump in here because we have some questions, and it's Patricia from Chicago. We have to ask this question. She's been using structured water, a water filter, for over 3 months, and she doesn't feel like she's getting any benefits. And she said she tried it on her family, and they don't notice anything different.
I'm glad you asked that, because we all have different experiences with the structured water, and all of them are relevant. And what happens is people come on these calls, and they hear the testimonials, and they want to get their units, and they want to get it shipped, and have this big, exciting moment in their life, and everything's different from forevermore. And that happens. And I got a testimonial like that yesterday from a guy who's in the Netherlands, and he bought 4 whole house units, and he puts them back. He hasn't installed them yet. He's got them back to back to back to back and filling up his bathtub, and he says it's just absolutely magical. But I was in the camp where I didn't notice anything for 4 months. So I can really understand what Patricia's asking about. And so what I would say is that we have different degrees of sensitivity, and we have adjustment periods. And it's perfectly normal and reasonable that somebody might have an experience where it's not palpable to them, like they're not able to identify it with their own senses. And some advice that I would give them is start using it in a multitude of ways to increase the likelihood of your noticing it. So, for example, you can share it with friends and see how they experience it. You can set up a test with some plants, right? Because agriculture doesn't have a mind the way we do, and it doesn't resist or get in the way. So if you just get 2 like plants and put them on different waters and see how that goes, that would be a way to do it. One of the ways that I really notice how much I adore my structured water is when I don't have it. So I was recently out in Las Vegas, and I was showering in water that wasn't structured, and it felt like somebody had mixed chalk in to my shower. And I've been there 4 or 5 times a year for the last couple of years, and I hadn't had that experience. So my sensitivity is growing still. So I understand your experience, Patricia, and I encourage you just to work with it in different ways. It's working for you, and you'll be able to notice it when it's the right time for you.
Great. Thank you. And we have Sydney, Australia, checking in. I'm curious, a good question about the idea of structured water. She says she sees it that it's about the direction of the water coming through the unit, and then asks, how does this work in the southern hemisphere where our water goes down the drain the other way? Does that make any sense to you?
It does. I've seen a YouTube video where this person had a sink, and they had it on one side of the equator, and they drained water out of it, and then they moved it 3 feet, and they drained it, and it went down the other way. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
It was a really, really cool video. I'm glad I remember that one. I got to get that one up on YouTube on my channel. So the water that is coming through these devices is spinning over essentially what looks like balls or spheres inside the device. And some of it's spinning to the left, and some of it's spinning to the right. And it's doing both simultaneously. And then when it comes out at the bottom, it's in a shape of a double vortex, which essentially means the water's spinning both ways at the same time. So I don't have personal experience of being in the southern hemisphere and knowing how this works, but I know that I've shipped lots of units to people down there, and that I've gotten testimonials from them just like I do from people here. And so I feel pretty good that the double vortex is taking care of us no matter where we are.
Great, great answer. Anybody on the phone, if you have a question, you can hit star 2. We're talking with Patrick Durkin, and we're discussing the phenomena of structured water, how it can expand your consciousness. How does that work?
It's kind of mind-blowing, right? The first time I asked Clayton about this, I took some notes, and then I forgot the answer. It didn't mean anything to me at the time. And his answer was that structured water decalcifies your pineal gland. And I didn't know what a pineal gland was or a third eye or what could be decalcified in me. So none of it made any sense to me. And then I was reading my notes a couple of months ago from that phone call, and I found that note, and I was like, oh, my God, that's why my third eye pulses all the time. It's because I have decalcified my pineal gland. So I now experience not only a pulsing of my third eye, which I think I might have mentioned the last time we were on the air, Sheila, but what's developed, well, I don't remember if I did or not, but what's developed since then, over the course of this summer, is I seem to have a sense of impending danger that I've never had before. Like, you hear about people having intuition, and I've always felt pretty intuitive, especially with all the channeling I did around the stock market, but this is at a different level. And it's as though I'm connected to a part of me that just tells me stop or turn right here or don't do that or make this choice. And I don't resist those things. I just do it. And I think that's, you know, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, I was talking a little bit about earlier in the call about my emotional balance. And I had a Skype call with my friend Ian last night. He's a bit of a coach for me, and we have a weekly call. And I was not in my normal energy last night. And we both knew it. Like, he took one look at me. He's like, what's going on? He's like, where's Patrick? And I said, I don't know. I'm off, and I don't know what's going on. And what to make a long story short, what I distinguished overnight and through that experience with him was that I've had – such a long to-do list lately and so many emails to respond to and little responses that are important to me to get done very timely, that I've been forced to shift really, really strongly into my masculine energy and just get done, get done, get done, get done. And in doing so, I cut off my feminine energy. And so I was moody last night. My feminine energy was pissed. And knowing that I had this call today, what Ian and I prescribed for me was that I stop the doing for today and that I go into the space of creating and feeling the love so that I could be my authentic self and show up here for everybody on the call and for myself and for you as who I really am. And that kind of emotional maturity and self-knowing and consciousness, that's all a new conversation for me. It's all developed in the last year. And I'm just tickled to experience that. There is another way, if we have time, to demonstrate the consciousness to you. Is it okay if I continue?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. So there's a really great experiment that was done where a organic farm was producing strawberries in one section of the farm that were subpar. And what I like about this experiment is that the sugar content of strawberries is measurable with a Brix meter, so it's very scientific. Like, we just know what it is. You have to have an 8 to go to market, and these strawberries were coming in at a 4. And so the farmer watered the underperforming section of the farm twice with structured water, just 2 waterings, which is amazing to me. After 2 waterings and a couple of days, the Brix meter readings went to 8, which is great and, you know, has a lot of implications for our farmers out there and people who are gardeners and those type of things. You know, this makes a big difference for all of that. But here's the consciousness part of it. The area that was 1,000 feet out in all directions that was adjacent to the section that was watered, but this area was not watered, it received the message of the positive energy of structured water as well. And the visual proof of that is seen in the video as there's an arc 1,000 feet out, and inside that line, the plants are visibly greener and larger, and outside of that line, they tapered off on their production and they were smaller. It's absolutely stunning. So if we bring that back to why does that matter to you or me, or even to our dear Patricia, who hasn't felt it yet in Chicago, when you change the water in your being, when you raise your vibration by changing that water, everything around you, our whole planet, is going to change by virtue of you carrying, being, and contributing that water to the world.
I love it.
That's the concept that really excites me.
That is exciting. Well, you know, we're all about raising our consciousness. You know, it's interesting because we have lots of speakers on and lots of different ideas and modalities and information and, you know, to support us. And a lot of us, you know, get really excited when we hear people talking. And we're like, oh, yeah, I want to get that. I'm going to get that. And then we get it and we get excited for a little while. And then we're like, okay, everything's back to the old humdrum. Okay,
yeah.
So now what? But I like that. You know, I've never done a call on water other than with you. I think it's really great because it's another wonderful way to support ourselves. I mean, I hate the idea of bottled water. I know about the gyre in the middle of the ocean with plastic floating around, twice the size of the United States, I hear. We had the guy and his wife that they got married in Big Sur. They came through here, the one that, you know, I don't know his name, Dr. Somebody. But he's the one that, you know, found all the plastics and fish and built a boat out of plastic and sailed it to Hawaii from Los Angeles. It's just amazing. We don't know. There's no away. When they say throw it away, well, you just recycle it, throw it away. There is no away. There is no away. We don't even know where all those plastic bottles go. Some of them are shipped to other countries, and who knows, maybe they throw them in the ocean. Right?
Yep. I was down at the beach here the other day, and I saw a 2-liter bottle of Coke blow off the beach and onto the ocean, and there it went. And all of a sudden, like, the light bulb went on. Like, I've known everything's connected, but there I was seeing it. Like, what it looks like to the individual person is, oh, that's just a plastic bottle blowing out into the water. But then what happens with that is it gets replicated millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of times. And then the earth aggregates all of that through wind and current. So all of those singletons end up part of something that's now more than twice the size of Texas, I think it is. So the environmental impact of this is really huge. Sheila, I saved a very special piece of science for the end of our call. I'd like to share that with you now. You don't know this is coming, and this is a really amazing result. I recently sold a unit to a woman who does live blood analysis. And live blood analysis is really exciting because it looks at your cells and shows them to you. It's kind of compelling for people when they see what's going on in their own blood. You simply take a little pinprick, you put some blood on the slide, and you look under it under a microscope. And I was with this woman for 5 days, and we tested 12 people, or I should say she tested 12 people. And what she did was they were all non-structured water drinkers, and she took a sample and showed it to them. And then she showed them their blood at 48 hours after starting drinking structured water, and then again at 4 days, 96 hours. She's been looking at people's blood for 11 years, and she coaches them to improve their blood with nutritional counseling. And her comment to me was, and I'll tell you what her video showed, was that in 48 hours, structured water does more to change a person's body than the best 30 days of nutritional counseling I've ever seen. And what she gave me one of the videos, and what the video showed from somebody in their late 30s who's overweight and stressed, so many of us are, this person's cells were literally experiencing cell death on the first day, meaning they would be visible on the slide and then they would just disappear and die. And then after 2 days, the cell death had substantially receded. And interestingly, what was then visible was dehydration. And then at the end of 4 days, the cell death had been completely eradicated. It was not happening anymore. The cells were living. And the dehydration problem had been substantially resolved. So I guarantee you that the person who was feeling that did not feel it on the inside. Going back to the person who, you know, hadn't felt it after 3 months, like, they didn't feel it after 4 days, but their inner world had completely shifted in 4 days, and it's just a matter of time when you shift your inner world until your outer world changes. So my commitment in understanding this work and going in wholeheartedly after the plastics issue is that I discovered on the journey that it's a health and well-being issue. It's about joy and vitality for human beings, and that when we feel well, we can live in a higher state of consciousness. And structured water is being shown by experts who measure these type of things that it changes your inner world from the cell out. So that was a pretty exciting result, and I'm really happy to be able to unveil that for your listeners.
Wow. I love it.
Such a pleasure to be able to talk to you about water, and I'm so thankful for you and your listeners and this opportunity. Thank you.
I love them. I love them all. Patrick Durkin, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sheila.
Thank you for your knowledge and wisdom and for your passion about water in educating us about the properties of water, and makes me want to go have more water. Thank you, Patrick Durkin. Thank you, my beloved brothers and sisters. You're the gift that the world's waiting for. Stay for the harvest. I adore you. Until next time, sending you infinite love and appreciation. Bye for now.